Chapter 26. I don't know, Marie Morgan was thinking, sitting at the dining room table. I can take it just a day at a time, and a night at a time, and maybe it gets different. It's the goddamn nights. If I cared about those girls, it would be different. But I don't care about those girls. I've got to do something about them, though. I've got to get started on something. Maybe you get over being dead inside. I guess it don't make any difference. I got to start to do something anyway. It's been a week today. I'm afraid if I think about him on purpose, I'll get so I can't remember how he looks. That was when I got that awful panic when I couldn't remember his face. I got to get started doing something no matter how I feel. If he'd have left some money or if there'd been rewards, it would have been better, but I wouldn't feel no better. First thing I've got to do is try to sell the house. The bastards that shot him. Oh, the dirty bastards. That's the only feeling I got. Hate and a hollow feeling. I'm empty, like an empty house. Well, I got to start to do something. I should have gone to the funeral, but I couldn't go. I got to start to do something now, though. Ain't nobody gonna come back anymore when they're dead. Him, like he was, snotty and strong and quick, and like some kind of expensive animal. It would always get me just to watch him move. I was so lucky all that time to have him. His luck went bad first in Cuba, and it kept right worse and worse until a Cuban killed him. Cubans are bad luck for conks. Cubans are bad luck for anybody. They got too many niggers there, too. Oh, I remember that time he took me over to Havana, when he was making such good money, and we were walking in the park, and a nigger said something to me, and Harry smacked him, and picked up his straw hat that fell off, and sailed it about half a block, and a taxi ran over it. I laughed so it made my belly ache. That was the first time I ever made my hair blonde, that time there in that beauty parlor on the Prado. They were working on it all afternoon, and it was naturally so dark they didn't want to do it, and I was afraid I'd look terrible, but I kept telling them to see if they could make it a little lighter, and the man would go over it with that orange wood stick with cotton on the end, dipping it in that bowl that had the stuff in it, sort of smoky-like the way it steamed, sort of, and the comb, parting the strands with one end of the stick in the comb, and going over them, and letting it dry, and I was sitting there scared inside my chest of what I was having done, and all I'd say was, just see if you can't make it a little lighter. And finally he said, that's just as light as I can make it safely, madame. And then he shampooed it and put a wave in, and I was afraid to look even for fear it would be terrible. And he waved it parted on one side and high behind my ears with little tight curls in back. And it's still wet. I couldn't tell how it looked, except it looked all changed and I looked strange to myself. And he put a net over it wet and put me under the dryer. And all the time I was scared about it. And then when I come out from under the dryer, he took the net off and the pins out and combed it out. And it was just like gold. And I came out of the place and saw myself in the mirror, and it shone so in the sun and was so soft and silky when I put my hand and touched it, and I couldn't believe it was me, and I was so excited I was choked with it. I walked down the Prado to the cafe where Harry was waiting, and I was so excited, feeling all funny inside, sort of faint-like, and he stood up when he saw me coming, and he couldn't take his eyes off me. And his voice was thick and funny when he said, Jesus, Marie, you're beautiful. And I said, you like me, blonde? Don't talk about it, he said. Let's go to the hotel. And I said, okay then, let's go. I was 26 then. And that's how he always was with me. And that's the way I always was about him. He said he never had anything like me. And I know there wasn't any men like him. I know it too damn well, and now he's dead. Now I gotta get started on something. I know I got to. But when you got a man like that and some lousy Cuban shoots him, you can't just start right out, because everything inside of you is gone. I don't know what to do. It ain't like when he was away on trips. Then he was always coming back. But now I gotta go on the rest of my life. And I'm big now, and ugly, and old, and he ain't here to tell me that I ain't. I'd have to hire a man to do it now, I guess, and then I wouldn't want him. So that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes, all right. And he was so goddamn good to me and reliable, too. And he always made money some way, and I never had to worry about money, only about him. And now that's all gone. It ain't what happens to the one gets killed. I wouldn't mind if it was me got killed. With Harry at the end there, he was just tired, the doctor said. He never woke up even. I was glad he died easy because, Jesus Christ, he must have suffered in that boat. I wonder if he thought about me or what he thought about. I guess like that you don't think about anybody. I guess it must have hurt too bad. But finally, he was just too tired. I wish to Christ it was me was dead. But that ain't any good to wish. Nothing is any good to wish. I couldn't go to the funeral. But people don't understand that. They don't know how you feel. Because good men are scarce. They just don't have them. Nobody knows the way you feel. Because they don't know what it's all about that way. I know. I know too well. And if I live now 20 years, what am I going to do? Nobody's going to tell me that, and there ain't nothing now but take it every day the way it comes, and just get started doing something right away. That's what I gotta do. But Jesus Christ, what do you do at nights is what I want to know. How do you get through nights if you can't sleep? I guess you find out like you find out how it feels to lose your husband. I guess you find out, all right. I guess you find out everything in this goddamn life. I guess you do, all right. I guess I'm probably finding out right now. You just go dead inside and everything is easy. You just get dead like most people are most of the time. I guess that's how it is, all right. I guess that's just about what happens to you. Well, I've got a good start. I've got a good start. If that's what you have to do. I guess that's what you have to do, all right. I guess that's it. I guess that's what it comes to. All right. I got a good start then. I'm way ahead of everybody now. Outside, it was a lovely, cool, subtropical winter day, and the palm branches were sawing in the light north wind. Some winter people rode by the house on bicycles. They were laughing. In the big yard of the house across the street, a peacock squawked. Through the window, you could see the sea looking hard and new and blue in the winter light. A large white yacht was coming into the harbor, and 7 miles out on the horizon, you could see a tanker, small and neat in profile against the blue sea, hugging the reef as she made to the westward to keep from wasting fuel against the stream.
The End.